Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Terrell Austin explaining today his role inside the Steelers defense. Because I think right now there's a lot of debate, even among Steelers media, on how this works. And I would also say that I don't even take what he said necessarily at face value. I'm not saying he lied. I'm not saying that he put out a dishonest marriage or arrangement between the head coach and the defensive coordinator, but I do think it's possible that Austin would tell a white lie here and make it sound like he had a bigger role in the defense than he does. I do think that.
To what end? Like, for just to take the heat off? Hey, look, I really do get to call a lot of the plays, I swear.
Well, there you go. You just said something there. What defines or what constitutes a lot?
It sounds like Mike gets to call the significant ones. So Mike calls the plays when he feels like it. Or you could interpret it another way. Mike calls the plays. If he disagrees with what I've called, he'll overrule me. Isn't that how you interpreted it? When he said, like, Mike calls him when he wants to, if he wants to call it, he calls it. I would think if he agrees with Terrell Austin's call, he says nothing. If he jumps in and makes a call, he either doesn't trust Austin in that spot or just flat overrules him.
You know what somebody should have done today? And they had no way of knowing this because I think Smith talked first and then Austin went. I'd like to know if Tomlin picks plays for Smith, even though he's a defensive guy.
I think we already know how Tomlin handles offense. Unless, like, Smith gets different treatment than Tomlin was giving, like, the Mike Sullivan-Eddie Faulkner combo. We have that very, I guess, famous, because people gave, like me and I think you, gave Mike credit for this, NFL Films type sound from the sideline in Seattle.
Yep.
Rudolph's having a big time game, and Mike is just exhorting his coordinator, pass to close this thing out. We're passing to win this game. We're hitting pickings, basically, and they did. I think Mike, in big weighty moments, doesn't call the specific play, but I think he'll tell Arthur Smith on 4th and 1 or something, I want you to run the ball. Or he might say, I think that we can get them with play action here and get, like, Rodgers booting out or something.
Yeah.
I think he calls for broad strokes things on offense and then trusts Smith to call the right play from that little menu. And I think on defense, it's very different. I think if Austin does make calls, just taking the idea of what he said at face value, Mike will overrule him if he feels the need. Or just straight up in big moments say, this one's on me, I'm calling it.
And the guys who wear the green dot, I do think, are more honest brokers. They say the voice they hear
is
Terrell Austin's. But when the answer is, if Mike wants to call something, he calls it, and that's how we roll. That's Mike Tomlin's defense.
Yeah, I don't think anything Terrell Austin said here really takes heat off the idea that the buck stops with the head coach and that's his baby. Like, I think in Kansas City, granted they're talking about this in the shadow of multiple championships and a team that looks to be humming, Hasn't there been like question as to whether or not Matt Nagy calls the plays again, or how much does Andy Reid let him do in
certain
spots?
Right now, do you watch the Chiefs games? The menu he has in front of him looks like it came from the Cheesecake Factory, right? Talking about Reid. It's humongous.
I know, but you'll get occasionally that kind of chatter with offensive coaches. Hey, are they in this moment letting so-and-so call the plays? I think in college it happens a lot. Asked about it if they're an offensive coach who's a head coach and they're not playing well offensively. Like Sarkisian's gotten asked that at Texas this year. But I think in Mike's case, I guess in this is my zeroing out point on this, and I want to know your opinion on it.
Yeah.
Austin in saying this still left like a lot of vague room there. He like left it a cloudy picture. Like, this is how it works, but this is also how it can work sometimes.
Yeah.
Just what do you think compels them as an organization to want to make this kind of decision making and even draft decision making so opaque? Like, what motivates their desire? And it is a desire, obviously, on their part.
Because I think it spreads the blame out.
To obfuscate every decision that gets made.
I think it spreads the blame out. Instead of one person being singled out, instead of one person being the heat, like, everything's about the collective. Everything's about, it's the team, it's not I.
I mean, Mike Florio even goes so far as to say, we always focus on Tomlin with all this stuff. He says Art is way more involved for both, you know, and stays in the background because he doesn't want the credit or the derision. I guess I feel like it would be helpful to know if you're on the outside who actually is the one who's doing the most stuff wrong.
So I'm going to read to you a Chris Carter tweet from the Post-Gazette who covers the Steelers, and then I'm going to read you what Dulac said in his tweet.
Okay.
Here is Carter. The biggest myth around the Steelers is that Mike Tomlin calls the defense. He says what style he wants, but his defensive coordinator calls the plays and puts together specific designs. Stop believing people that don't know what they're talking about. He makes it sound like the way Mike Tomlin might approach his offense. Okay, I want this week's game plan to be focused on stopping the run and making sure Jonathan Taylor doesn't beat us. Capiche? And then Terrell Austin
is charged with doing
goes
that.
Into his office and yes, that's the way. If Chris's understanding of things is accurate, then Tomlin is more of a CEO coach, and more of the blame does fall on Terrell Austin for not getting more out of the pieces that they have.
That's a very impassioned, I guess, defense of the head coach from a guy who tries to ask questions that the head coach routinely craps on, sometimes unfairly, I think.
Yeah, so he says stop believing that myth from people that don't know what they're talking about. Then the next day, the guy at his outlet, who is the longest tenured Steelers beat writer, says this. Harry Callis asks a question in the chat. Hello. Jerry, does Terrell Austin have autonomy over defensive play calling on game day? Dulac's response. What people who think they know don't understand is this is Mike Tomlin's defense. It is his framework, his schemes, his alignment. Terrell Austin is entrusted with calling some, if not most of the plays, but not all of them. All he is doing is calling the plays and alignments that exist under the Tomlin framework. That's like blaming the painter for bad paint.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those aren't the same things.
Jerry,
they got to get on the same page. Like, this isn't like, you know, Crowley comes on the air or you say, I think the Steelers suck, and I say, no, I think they're good. We're doing opinion stuff.
They're also probably hearing stuff from multiple different sources that are not overlapping.
You not think it's weird if somebody
Jerry,
from the trip
said
that?
Jerry, I think, has also been pretty critical of Mike in recent years. I think Jerry is unabashed in his criticisms of Mike. Which is interesting to me
because
he's an art guy and we know art isn't critical.
So does that
Mike.
Make you feel like Carter might be closer to being right than Jerry?
No. It doesn't. Okay. I think Jerry, because what Jerry said matches up much more closely with Terrell Austin's picture of things. Carter's explanation, based on what he is hearing, it seems to try to exonerate Mike for their struggles and say, no, really, it is this other guy doing this job.
I think very simply, if somebody wanted, you know, the head to go, you know, a trip to the guillotine in football terms for the man that was most culpable for the Steelers' defensive struggles, it would have to be Tomlin. Even after Austin saying today, I call the plays. But he also admitted he doesn't call all the plays. So here's a question for you guys then. Tomlin calls plays, right? The defensive coordinator said there are moments in the game where Tomlin calls plays. Mm-hmm. Donnie, if you had to guess, the game's on the line. Who do you think called the defensive plays for Cincinnati's last offensive possession against the Steelers? Mike Tomlin, who's known to call plays per Terrell Austin? Or in that weighty situation, as he likes to say, do you think he just said, you know what, Terrell, do your thing?
I feel like any time it is any sort of important play or drive, it's going to be Tomlin.
Agreed.
Well, what person who's done this as long as Mike's done it, won as many games ultimately as Mike has won, had the success and had the, you know, admiration, I would think, of the majority, if not all of his peers, what person who has that resume would legitimately say, after almost 20 years on the job, no, you do it. Like, asses are on the line here, win or lose. That's how I'm judged. Because he always says that's how we're judged, wins and losses.
Yeah.
What person would say, Terrell, you make the call, pony? Like, seriously.
Yep.
You know, you and I were in some sort of situation where it was like I had one opinion maybe on what we needed to be doing right there, and you had another, and you're driving the show. You're going to say, you know what, Mulsey? Big weighty moment. We're going to go with what you want. No, you drive the show. That's how it works.
My theory on what's going on here is this, and this is not a shot at Chris, even though he'll probably text Cabali or Crowley and say, this is out of line. I think this happens. You cover a team. You're around these people. You have to work with these people. It's symbiotic. Okay. Carter gets in there Sunday night. Tomlin gives him a terse answer to a question. He says, I already answered that. Well, no, he didn't. He didn't answer the question. And Chris goes, yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't here at the beginning. He did not answer that. So my point is, when you're around people a lot, and then you deal with the outside, you get readers, you get texters, you get Twitter, you get YouTube, and people are just crushing Tomlin left and right, killing him, fire him. He stinks at his job. He sucks. I think it's natural sometimes to be the guy that protects the people they're working with every day. He doesn't have to go out and talk to Joe Blow and cover his practices, the guy that's in his mentions that says Tomlin's horrible at his job. But he does have to look Tomlin right in the eye every Tuesday, and he's got to look him in the eye on Sunday. I think it's human nature sometimes for these people that are around the team.
How would you explain Jerry's stance that is almost always to put the blame squarely on the head coach?
Because I think this is my theory. This is my theory on that. I think Jerry obviously has a great relationship with Art. I also think Jerry probably gets things from people who are ex-Tomlin players and ex-coaches who he really likes. And I also think he probably talks to some people who are a part of ownership who aren't Art, who aren't Aruni, who have feelings that are different than Art.
I also think that
so
Jerry's
if you add
been on
those
the-
things up, I think he feels like he can...
Well,
get away with it.
I think Jerry also probably doesn't care at this point in his career if he makes Mike mad. He's been doing it for, 30-odd years? I do think in Chris's case,
don't you think though? Like if you were new, you were going out the door, you wouldn't want the last year or two to be testy.
I mean, I don't know, man. Jerry in his chats,
he does skewer Tomlin. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
After him to a degree that always surprises me. I feel a little bad for Chris just because Chris is always writing his angle, which I think is usually very technical.
He does a good job.
And I like him. Let me finish. I don't want to say I think he does a bad job. I think he is trying to find his angle, which is usually to get into the nitty-gritty of scheme because more and more fans want that. And I think Mike is very disrespectful to the notion that he should be even asked about like scheme fits and like stuff that's football lingo.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't feel like he should have to share that with the public. And so Chris, unfortunately, will ask things and routinely get shot down with no semblance of an answer. And I do feel bad for him because he's just trying to do his job. And I think in that case, you know, if it's on his radar that maybe Mike has been giving him frosty answers, he says something like this in a chat or in a piece and, or what did he do, tweet it out?
Yeah, maybe it gets back on Tomlin's good side, you're saying?
It gets back on Tomlin's radar because the Steelers are obviously monitoring that and maybe he gets a little more leeway to try to do it. If I knew I was getting crapped on and it makes it tougher to do my job because I can't get a quote that is useful from the head coach and maybe I go to the mat a little bit, maybe my next piece is a little bit more illuminating.
Donnie, what percentage of the Steelers defense would you put, like of the blame pie, would you put on Austin?
I mean, he certainly deserves some, but I mean, I guess if we are...
You're divvying it up. You go to that place that you used to go to with your dad and get that giant pizza that used to last you for an entire weekend.
Oh, that would just sit out. Yeah, the place has been closed for years, but man, that pizza was something.
And what was it called again?
The Immortal.
The Immortal. You can
barely get that thing into your car.
You've got one of these big Immortals, and you're trying to divvy up the percentage of blame you put on Terrell Austin. What would it be?
Maybe like 25%.
It's like 10 for me.
20 to 25.
Maybe 15. Malls?
I think it's probably closer to that 10 or 15. I remember when they did Hard Knocks, it was, oh, Terrell Austin leading the meeting. And I remember saying to you, Pony, that's kind of interesting, at least what the cameras are catching. He's leading the meeting while Tomlin's sitting in the back, taking it in. But man, I'm so cynical that I don't believe for one second that was just organic. I think that's, hey, we want people to know, look at our defensive coordinator. He's leading the show here and the CEO.
Oh, I think a lot of that show is staged.
But I think it's edited by the team, and the team has final cut in such a way as to say they're aware that the perception on the outside is this is Mike's defense, and he takes all the slings and arrows. And I think putting something like that out there plants a seed of doubt. Maybe Terrell Austin is the guy in charge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.